This evening on OVA Tonight, we're talking about Bobby Stock.
Oh yeah, Bobby Stock. I just bought us some tickets. Tickets to the Bobby Stock big music fest this year.
What do you mean you bought tickets?
Yeah, but they're actually it was kind of cool. You know, they're like NFT ticket kind of thing.
Hold on. So you bought tickets for Bobby Stock, like Bobby Stock 23, I assume. Okay. Where did you buy these tickets?
Well, it was a little complicated. First, I had to find access to the dark web, so I had to. That took a minute. And then we got them off the Silk Road, you know.
The dark web marketplace. The defunct dark web marketplace. Okay. How much did you spend on these tickets?
I guess it was couple hundred Bitcoin or something like that. So
100 Bitcoin. That's like
I don't know how much that is, but
that's like $500,000. I think I don't know how much Bitcoin, or nothing. I don't know cryptocurrency much. So well, I hate to tell you, but this is an anime. Bobby Stock is an anime, not a music festival. I remember you really excited. On the last episode when we were talking about, hey, we're doing Bobby Stock. And you're like, yeah. And then I didn't think, I thought you knew that it was an anime because we're an anime podcast. We talk about anime. And that's what this is. Not a music festival. I don't know how you bought stuff on both how you got on the dark web. I know a little bit about how to get on the dark web. And I don't really fully know how to do that. I know it has something to do with Onions, which is like a internet browser client. And you have to have like a clean setup computer that's like only hooked up. It's really complicated. Yeah. And you went on there to buy I think you bought a person.
It's possible, I guess.
Has anything showed up in the mail to you? Or it's like a big box with like a few holes that showed up on your doorstep?
I mean, there's something getting delivered today. I don't know.
Okay. I would definitely watch out what you're doing. Definitely never go on the dark web for literally anything.
I'm getting that.
I mean, it's a pretty bad place. It's mostly used for money laundering, like cryptocurrency, drugs, stuff like that. Credit card numbers. People, I assume, but I guess Silk Road could be back. I don't know. I know very like I most of those from other tech podcasts, but I guess welcome to OVA Tonight. I guess. Welcome to OVA Tonight. I'm Eli Osman.
And I'm David Caldwell.
I said that as he was drinking. It was your turn to say your name, and then you just took a big drink of, like, I don't know what you're drinking. Bobby Stock. You're drinking low-sodium Bobby Stock?
Big can of Bobby Stock.
Yeah. So we are an anime podcast. Are watching every OVA we can in order, rough order. I don't know. The dates on these are very just random. This one alone, I've seen both October and December as the date when this came out. Yeah. So I don't know. I stuck with October because I went with AnimeDB, Animated Database. Yeah. They seem to have most of their shits figured out.
they played fast and loose with the release dates back then. And also, who would bother to keep up with that
for the future? But more importantly, is why are we watching every OVA in order?
Why, indeed? Well, it's because we like to think of ourselves as social media influencers.
Yes,
here we are OVA definitely tonight.
Yes, we are. Our Instagram is, we're trying to really pop out our Instagram and our TikToks and our Friendsters and our MySpaces. We're really trying to make them, you know, stand out more. It's all about branding nowadays.
All about branding.
And since we are beautiful people on the internet, we decided that we needed a branding. We needed a branding and something that really makes us stick out from the other people. And someone suggested an anime podcast. And I'm just like, whoa, what does anime podcast have to do with us selling skincare products?
Yeah.
And this person looked me looked both of us straight in the eye at the same time. I don't know how this person did it. And says, and just said two words, Gwyneth Paltrow, and then punched us in the stomach and then ran away. And we're like, what?
Yes.
You talk about G. Paltrow herself, Goop.
Goop herself.
And I guess she might have an anime podcast. I didn't follow up on it. I just took this person's word for it. Yeah. Anime podcast, Gwyneth Paltrow, and then punched us in the stomach and ran away. I don't know who this person was.
No, we're in Walmart. Very convincing, it was weird. Yeah.
We're in Walmart buying the almond milk.
They were very convincing. So
So that's why we do this, because we are beautiful people with currently great filters on our faces constantly 24/7.
Oh yeah.
And we are selling our skincare products on the internet. But first, we have to go through every single OVA, because that's part of sticking us that's part of people noticing us more.
Yeah.
Is being beautiful and talking about random OVAs from 1985.
Yep.
And boy, is this one a random OVA from 1985.
Yes, it is.
I don't even know what to call this movie. it's called Bobby Stock 1, Fated to be a Target.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's also called Bobby Stock 1, Endless Target. Or Bobby Stock in Time Fraction. Or Bobby Stock 1, Hitachi Naki Target, which I think is Fated to be a Target, most likely.
Yeah,
I think Fated to be Target is probably the more authentic translation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Version we watched said In Time for Action, so I don't.
It did. It had English subtitles or credits at the end, so it was interesting.
Yeah, this was released on both Laserdisc and VHS. The second one was only released on VHS, not even Laserdisc.
That makes sense.
Yeah, which that comes out in 1986. So that's at least 6 years away for us.
Yeah.
Bobby Stock 1 is from, it came out on October 12th, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started doing, using the power of AI generated information, I decided to look up what events happened on October 12th, 1985. This is what I found. The Italian cruise ship MS Arcieli Loro was hijacked by four members of the Palestino Liberation Front off the coast of Egypt. The hijackers demanded the release of 50 Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. Their hijacking ended in October 15th when the hijackers surrendered after the ship was intercepted by the U.S. Navy.
Probably true, because there are a lot of hijackings.
Yeah,
70s and 80s. So
yeah,
I can see that. Yeah,
yeah. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck Mexico City, killing at least 10,000 people and injuring thousands more. The earthquake caused widespread damage to buildings and infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mexico City. That's a sad day. Like 10,000 people died when this dumb OVA came out.
A lot of people, yeah. Dumb OVA.
The first Blockbuster video rental store opened in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The store offered a wide range of movies for customers to rent on video VHS tapes. I have a soft spot for Blockbuster because they don't exist anymore. But also, mm-hmm. I understand why they don't exist anymore. It's very there's no need for them. Yeah. I love video stores. We didn't have a video. We didn't have a Blockbuster in my town. We had a movie gallery. Was what we had.
Yeah, that's what we had. Yeah.
Okay, some more events. American actor and comedian Orson Bean married actress Ailey Mills in Los Angeles, California. The couple remained married until Bean's death in 2020. I don't know who the fuck Orson Bean is.
No idea.
No, I'm a person who's actually knows obscure shit, and I don't know who Orson Bean is. I'm the Google
or Ailey Mills.
Okay, I know who. Okay, I've seen him before. He's like one of those old timey comedians type stuff. He looks, what did I see him in? Yeah, he's just been in like, just he was kind of the old guy in a lot of like sitcoms and stuff. That's kind of where I know him from.
Gotcha.
He played the dad on the show Normal, Ohio. He's the voice of Bilbo and Frodo Baggins and The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit and Return of the King adaptations.
Oh,
Bilbo Baggins. He was that's what I know him from. Mary Hart, Mary Hartman. Yeah. Okay, I've seen him and stuff. Okay, Orson Bean. I never knew he had a name. The Boston Celtics played their first game for the 1985-86 NBA season, defeating the New Jersey Nets, 126-95. The Celtics went to win the NBA championship that season, led by Larry Bird and Kevin McHale. Yeah, that is true. The International Physicians of Prevention of Nuclear War received the Nobel Peace Prize for their efforts to promote disarmament and prevent nuclear war. Wow. Nowadays, no one gives a shit about it, like nuclear arms and stuff. We're like,
yeah.
That's not an issue anymore. I mean, it has not remotely changed in any way whatsoever. Like,
no,
everyone still has bombs. It's just like, okay.
There was some funny thing. There's somebody tried to see if they could make one of the chat bots, like AIs, like go full Skynet, like try to destroy humanity or whatever. Yeah, that was funny. It couldn't really do anything because, you know, they're still very limited.
Well, there's the Waluigi theory on that, where Bizarro theory sounds better, but the Waluigi gets more clicks, and it's all about, like, when it comes to AI, the reason that AI is like goes rogue and it's bad is because to have a good AI, you need a bad AI. It needs to know what bad is, and then sometimes it gets its like wires confused or something like that. In reality, I don't think that's how it works, but yeah, it makes sense. And then the last one I can find, the events that happened on October 12th, 1985, is the first entry in Warshak's journal in the graphic novel Watchmen was written, marking the beginning of the main plot of the story.
Yeah. Actually, I think I remember that it was supposed to be October
85. Yeah. That's all events that happened when this OVA came out.
Like at the end, there, it's a fully fictional event, though. That's fine.
Yeah,
but hey, it counts.
It's what it told me, and I think most of these are all right. Okay, so what is this sumbitch about?
Well, it's about, the universe has fallen under the cruel military rule of the despotic Benteke Empire. However, a rebel police state planet known as GPP has discovered the existence of a little girl named Muma, or Muna. I remember what it was.
Muma. I think it's Muma.
Yeah, I think it was. That could well hold the key to bringing down the Benteke Empire once and for all. Despite her frightening potential, Muma is suffering from memory loss and is incarcerated in a maximum security prison. Charged with the assignment of bursting Muma out and protecting her, the GPP send one of their most hardened elite, Agent Kate. Upon completing her mission successfully, Agent Kate is assigned yet another mission immediately after. This time she must rescue another person that will prove instrumental in overthrowing the empire. His name is Bobby Stock, a young man of incredible talent, but the problem is that he too is currently incarcerated on the Ventica's purpose-built prison planet. Can Agent Kate bring him out? Break him out? And just what can Bobby Stock do? He can box. And he's good at racing hovercrafts, apparently.
Yeah. What you just read, that I guess that happens in this. I had zero comprehension of anything that I was watching. It was just like, okay. It was shapes and colors and movements and music. And I was just like, I was enjoying what I was watching, but I guess that some of that happened. I did see Bobby Stock is a boxer who is in prison for murdering someone in the ring, I guess. I assume it's penitentiary rules, which is the movie where penitentiary is like the boxer who's wrongfully convicted and goes to prison and must fight in prison. There's like three of them. They're fun. They're fun little prison boxing movies. And I guess but I'm just so confused on just all the stories. Like, it feels like there was a lot more story happening that it just, you don't really have time to cover.
No, not at all.
The style wise looks a lot like 2000 AD or like heavy metal, the magazine style, very much that.
Yeah.
That's sci-fi, which is very popular around this time period.
Oh yeah.
I think some of the animators worked on this also worked on Birth, which is another movie we covered that has like very similar style.
It checks out.
Because I would like to give more of like a bit by bit what happens in this, but I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
It's visually, it's fun. Towards the end, I didn't know what was happening. Someone with psychic powers. Everyone always has psychic powers in the anime during this time period.
I think the evil empire, they were like, they had psychic powers, but also there were some androids. I don't know.
This is one of the few animes that this is one of the more truly forgotten animes that we covered so far. It really is.
Yeah.
There's two of these and they're like full on Orphan, or the people who did the fan sub for this, like they have a little blog. They wrote we don't know why we're doing this.
No one wants this. We don't. Yeah.
It was on a list of like OVAs that needs subs.
Yeah.
So the creator of this one, which it isn't based on a manga or anything, it's just original work, is Tardana Kenji, who is a Japanese scenario writer, animation director, and series organizer and novelist. He was born on July 11, 1952 in Tokyo, Japan. He graduated from Yasunda University and got a degree in European history, which I assume is very helpful in Japan and the animation. I guess that would make sense. There was a lot of during like the 70s, probably the time he was in college. I think there was like a European literature was pretty popular in Japan. They would make a lot of those.
Yeah, there's a reason why half of Miyazaki's movies are very Euro focused. Yes,
I think that was just really popular in that time period.
Very popular.
He's best known for writing the first three games in the Final Fantasy series.
That's
pretty good. That's pretty good. I think they're getting ready to come out. I think it is out on PCs and stuff, but I know I'll probably get it for my Switch, but they have like they're coming out with that Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster collection.
Those are already out on PC and phones.
I want to play that
on the Switch.
That seems
those need to be on Switch.
Appropriate.
They belong on the Switch.
Yeah. He also worked on Batman Dark Tomorrow as a series organizer and main script writer. And he's also the main script writer for Kimagure Orange Road series.
Oh, cool.
Which I don't think we did. We talk. I instantly forget anyone we talk about on the show. Lion Mary is the only one I remembered. We did music. I don't think we talked about him. I think he just worked on the show.
Yeah, because I don't think he worked on the OVA.
He didn't work on the OVA. No. I think the writer for the OVA was the guy who actually created it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that is correct.
Yeah. And he also worked on various other animes, including video games such as Dirty Pair, Space Cobra, Dark Wizard, and Robotech the Shadow Chronicles.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at the other stuff he's done, he also did music for stuff too. Okay. That's cool, I guess. Oh, I think he did the lyrics for this stuff. That makes sense. Of course he did Bobby Stock. I'm trying to think of anything else he's done that we might cover.
I guess there's Dirty Pair OVA, I think.
I don't think we're covering that one though.
Yeah.
He hasn't done a whole lot of anime. He's mostly video games, which makes sense. Final Fantasy.
That does make sense.
And this is probably right before Final Fantasy came out, so
yeah.
Hence why this is incoherent nonsense that no one remembers, but if this would have came out after Final Fantasy, it would have been a big deal.
Yeah.
And the director of this is Kajiyama Shignora, who is an animation director and storyboard artist. He worked on various anime series and movies such as Naruto, Detective Conan, Queen's Blade, and Himawari. He also sometimes uses the alias Morino Yushashi, which means fairy, forest fairy in Japanese.
Sure.
Yeah. I guess so. The other stuff he's done, he was the animation coordinator and main animator for Birth, which we covered.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure did.
He also was the main animator for Lita, which we also covered.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Also for Dream Hunter Fedora. He was the direct. He was the direction. Okay, so I think we have talked about him then.
Okay, yeah.
And we will watch more of his stuff a little bit later too. There's more stuff that he's done.
Yeah,
that is on our list. So
a lot of OVAs. Yeah,
we will be talking about him again. Yeah. So that's the guys who created this. It's always kind of nice to figure out the names and people who make this sort of thing, because it is. Yeah. I mean, we keep joking that these are forgotten, and for the most part, they really are.
Yeah.
The fact that fans had to make subtitles for this for the U.S. And they primarily exist on YouTube and archive.
Yeah.
But what'd you think of the music?
Music was pretty good. The music.
Yeah. It really was. I'm gonna play a little bit of the music. Okay, so this is the music I'm going to play is a little bit from Right. There is a soundtrack of this, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't find just the soundtrack, so I'll just play some of the actual VA. This is kind of right in the first opening on it. It's definitely a lot more rocking.
Yeah.
Than the other stuff we covered.
Yeah,
which
more
rock
than pop. Yeah,
I really like the music. I don't think the singing, when the singing comes in, doesn't work.
Yeah, not so much.
Like a big spaceship with a turtle cop on the mascot on it.
Yeah. Jesus. Looks like Moomin.
We'll jump ahead to the end credits. Yeah, so the music is done by two guys, which I couldn't find their information on. I don't know if this is true, if this is the people who made it or not, because I couldn't find their information on any of the anime list sites or IMDb. See, just the singing just doesn't fully work.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah.
Maybe because it's such a Western sound.
Yeah.
And then putting like Japanese lyrics on top of it doesn't always necessarily, because I don't think it has the same cadence that goes with the music for our ears, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, but yeah. I'm done sharing that. So the music is done by two guys, as best of my knowledge. But I think that they did do it, because I think I found a site that mentioned the soundtrack and had these guys' names. Kazu Noboru and Kashabi Koboro. Okay. They composed the music. They also did other animes. They did Dirty Pair and Sonic Soldier Borgman. I've heard of Dirty Pair.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
And this is not the most popular thing they've done, though, but that'll probably be Dirty Pair. Or yeah. Borgman. I don't know what Borgman is. Yeah. I assume it's an Ernest Borgnine based anime, I assume.
Yeah.
He was big in Japan. Huge in Japan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the music, I think it almost works. But I do like Japanese. I've listened to Japanese punk music and like I've heard Japanese mm-hmm. music with the Western stuff that does work really well. I think this one, it sounds like they had the music and then they added the lyrics like way later. The sound quality of like the music versus the singing is very different. So it doesn't feel very coherent of a track, which is very on brand for this anime in general. It's not very coherent.
Yeah.
Sure. But the music is very a lot more rocking. It's a lot more. It's not as like dream poppy as like the other stuff or city pop stuff is like other stuff we listen to. It's not as vaporwave.
It's a nice change of pace music.
Because I think it was really heavily influenced by heavy metal. It kind of has that vibe of like I can mm-hmm. see Sammy Hagar doing a song for this.
Yeah, definitely.
Because heavy metal, that was a huge, hugely popular, it was pretty, fairly popular, I should say, movie, too, that came out, in 1981.
Yeah.
So that would make sense, that came out around a little bit after this. It was around long enough for them to be pretty influenced by it and visual styles.
The magazine started sometime in the 70s, so
it'd
been around. And plus the original French version, Metal Hurlant.
Which I do love heavy metal. The movie's great. The soundtrack's great. Yeah. That Sammy Hagar song. I like Sammy Hagar solo stuff.
Yeah.
He's the reason I can't drive 55.
Yeah, exactly.
I can drive 54 and 56, but I can't drive 55.
No. Absolutely not.
Per Sammy Hagar rules. So that is Bobby's low sodium Bobby stock. Bobby stock one targeted to be a target fated to be a target. Targeted to be a fated. I don't really recommend this one that much. I don't think it was flat out terrible. Yeah. It was just it wasn't enough to really like the Orphan fandom guys said, like, why are we doing this? It's just like, it's maybe nice to like preserve it, but it doesn't really, I don't remember it. And I literally just finished watching it, maybe an hour ago.
Yeah. Like maybe with parts 2 and 3, it might,
I think it's I just two parts.
Maybe with part 2, it might.
Apparently, part 2 is worse.
Maybe not. Okay, well then maybe not.
I think that's why. I think part two, and also the fact of how many OVAs came out in 1985 alone. Like, why would this be remembered? There was 50 other stuff that came out.
Yeah,
let's look how many episodes we've done. We still have like I think we have 3 more before we're 1986. Now we're at the tail end of 1985.
Including all the anime on TV and in the movies and stuff. Yeah. So much.
There was no way for it to stick out when the fact that like it already feels like the other stuff we've already watched. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to watch it, it's on YouTube. It's also on archive.org. Everything we're going to cover is basically on one of those two.
Yeah.
I think like pretty two much. Or three, like two things I think we watched was on something else. Dallas is weirdly enough on Crunchyroll. Like, and there's some stuff that's on like Retro Crush. I think has a few of the stuff we watched, but that's
Area 88 was on Peacock.
I think Creamy Mommy. Wasn't Creamy Mommy on like Amazon?
I think Creamy Mommy. I think so.
Yeah. I miss the days of Creamy Mommy, right?
Me too.
Actually,
we're getting
into the weird, like, cyberpunky, violent body horror stuff that we love about it.
Which is what I want.
We were just surprised, pleasantly surprised by the magical princess.
Yeah. Yes.
Our leader
and savior.
So I decided to, since our show is AI powered now, using artificial intelligence, I decided to ask. Mm. Since Bobby Stock sounds like a food, I typed in, I asked Bing, the Bing AI search, to look up a Bobby Stock recipe, and this is what it gave me. Mm-hmm. Bobby Stock is a versatile, flavorful broth that is used for soups, stews, sauces, and more. It is made with beef bone, vegetables, and spices that are simmering for several hours to extract the maximum flavor and nutrients. Here's a simple recipe making Bobby Stock at home. You get 2 kilograms of bone broth, preferably for some narrow and cartilage beef bones. And then you need 2 liters of water, 2 onions peeled and quartered. You got to quarter them onions.
Yeah.
You see that onion, you're like, you're in a corner now. And then you use 4 carrots peeled and chopped, 4 celery stalks chopped, 2 bay leaves, 10 peppercorn, and a handful of parsley stems, and salt to taste. And then you preheat your oven to 200. I like how this is like the metric system. You preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius and arrange the beef bones in a single layer on a baking sheet. Roast for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's not that high. It's like 392. So
okay. Well, yeah, so 400 degrees. Yeah, but I cook most stuff at either 350 or 400. So yeah, that checks out. Turning once until browned and caramelized, and then transfer the bones to a large pot. Add water, bring to a boil, then lower the heat and simmer for 4 hours, skimming off any foam or impurities that rise to the surface. Kind of skim off the impurities. Yeah. Add onions, carrots, celery, bay leaves, peppercorns, parsley, simmering for another hour. Strain the stock through a fine mesh sheave or cheesecloth and discard the solids. Season with salt to taste and let it cool slightly. And then you could you can use the stock immediately or store it in the refrigerator, freeze up or refrigerator for up to 3 days or in the freezer up to 3 months.
Nice.
That's a Bobby Stock recipe. And I did look up, I went to another thing that was an AI generated recipe thing and it had a very similar recipe for Bobby Stock. One of them had Bobby was a Caribbean seasoning, which is just like, I think it just had garlic.
Yeah,
I think it was like garlic and like chili flakes and something else, so it's a very normal thing. And then I asked the chat GPT to give a Bobby Stock recipe, and it wanted more information, so I wrote, it's a Japan Fall of Japan 1985 recipe. So it gave me a very similar recipe to this, but I think it had ginger and Hitachi mushrooms and like seaweed in it as well. But bone broth is very normal for a stock. I figured Bobby Stock does sound like I would have thought, like, if I would make my own Bobby Stock recipe based on both what I know about cooking and from the anime, I'd probably have definitely still a bone stock. I think bones is the right way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
It'd be random bones. Whatever bones you can find, you just throw in a pot with like orange peels and like onions and stuff. I figured they have more fruity flavors. Definitely bay leaves. Yeah. You can't make a stock without bay leaves.
No, definitely not.
I probably would have put like orange peel or lemon peel and some zest in there.
Yeah,
ginger. I think that would be a nice touch. Garlic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for Bobby Stock. Try it out. Try it out, gang. Let us know how it is. I'm not going to make it because that seems like a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
mostly since like we're springtime now. It's not really soup season. I mean, I love soups. Don't get me wrong. I never really tried making a stock much, so I mostly just make like chili or like a vegetable soup or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spinach cabbage sausage soup that I like to make.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So that's a recipe, because I mean, because we are social media influencers, and I feel like getting a cookbook is also on the table for our, as well as our skin product line.
Definitely.
Our Bobby Stock line of anime based skin products.
Yeah.
Because like we all have an inner waifu that we want to bring to our faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
That waifu glue.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need that. Like we're trying to offer a new skin line of like, do you ever want your flesh to like expand and fall off and then become tentacles? That's kind of what we want to do. Not full Umbrella Corp, but more of like Akira, something between Umbrella Corp and like Akira that we're going for our skin line product.
Yeah.
Because we are beautiful. And your listeners, you're all beautiful too.
You know, I'll be beautiful anime boys together.
Mm-hmm. But what do we got coming up next week or next episode? Come on. Hey, what do we got coming up next episode?
Next episode, we have, this one is known, Angel's Egg.
From 1985. Yep. I have not seen Angel's Egg, but I've seen the weird live action American version in the aftermath, which is someone took this anime and then made live action stuff and went along with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, like a post-apocalyptic movie that's like framed around Angel's Egg. This one is pretty popular. It's you can find it on, weirdly enough, it's not streaming anywhere. I figured this one would be streaming somewhere. It is not.
That is surprising.
But you can find it on YouTube and archive.org. But it has been released on Blu-ray and DVD. Both of those are out of print.
Of course.
And the aftermath is currently in print and I think is streaming somewhere. So if you want to watch the weird American version, go for it. Maybe I'll watch both again. I don't know. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But this is an actual movie. It's pretty popular. It's probably the most popular OVA from this, from 1985, I would say. Mm-hmm. It's one we've all actually heard of. So that's pretty good.
Apparently it's also the title of an album by Gong.
Mm-hmm.
I just searched it on Amazon. That came up as well. So
yeah. Yeah. It could be streaming elsewhere. I may have missed it because I was looking up under the American title, Angel's Egg. It might be listed as more streaming under Japanese title, but I don't really don't know why, because it's known as Angel's Eggs.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. So that'd be fun to watch. I've been wanting to watch that one for a while. Maybe we'll probably more to talk about this time than the ramblings we're doing this week.
Yeah. I'd imagine
so. Was I hallucinating? But did I read off of a fucking soup recipe?
Yeah, well, a soup stock recipe. Not a soup itself, but
you can use it for soup.
Yeah.
What soup, would you use Bobby Stock in? Like, yeah,
kind of soup would you
bones,
use?
Bone broth. Definitely like a ramen. You can make a nice ramen out of that.
Yeah, that'd be good for ramen.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Definitely.
Some egg in there and vegetables and bean sprouts.
An angel's egg, even.
Yeah, you can put an angel's egg right in there, yeah. Or put one of the century eggs. This is just like fermented old eggs that you can get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's it. That's all we have for this evening. You can check out, I have another podcast called Stagecoach Justice. The Western podcast. It's fun. I also have a movie called The Reenactment, which is currently streaming on Tubi, and you can buy the DVD on Amazon, which I think it's like $5 now on DVD. Yeah. Check it out. Well, what do you got?
I've got some comics. Heat, Death, Love, my most recent one. Some sci-fi romance. Yankee Doodle Strangler.
Yeah.
We'll give you a little horror comic.
And those are in the show notes. You links to all this stuff in the show notes. You can feel free to, like, if you like the show, give us a rating or review or whatever podcast platformer. Yeah. Definitely can't hurt. It could hurt. I don't know. Maybe. But I don't think it will. Help us get the word out more on our show, because there's a lot of other people that really want to know about 1985 random anime. I've learned a lot.
Learned a whole lot.
I don't consider myself an anime expert in any way whatsoever, but no. I think we are starting to become OVA experts. So
yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah. Our skin line hasn't been approved by the FDA or the FCC or NBC or MSNBC, but we are currently working on it to get it out there so people can try to have beautiful, glowing, radiated skin. Mm-hmm. And I hope this platform has really made you aware of how important your skin is.
Yes.
Both on and off your body. It's important.
Yes.
And we have a whole line of salves and soups that are just great for your skin.
Yes.
So.
Comment.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.